Hello, everyone. This is Sean, the Strategy Steward. In this episode of 5A6 Spread and Odds, I am going to go over six college football games for week one. Now, before I begin, 5A6 Spread and Odds is being presented by PlayPickoff.com. PlayPickoff.com is a season-long sports gaming platform designed for private groups and office pools. It serves as a modern alternate to traditional fantasy football and old-school, quote-unquote, share styles or bankroll-building pools. So there is a college football contest in the description box. So all you have to do is sign up at playpickup.com and use league code 5A6CFB. That will be also in the description box for the code. All right. Now that we got out the way, we are going to go with the first game. First game we're going to go over is Colorado at Georgia Tech. That is a Thursday night game. That is 8 o'clock Eastern time on ESPN. Now, Georgia Tech is favored by -6.5. The total is 50.5. So this is a rematch. Now, last year, Georgia Tech went into Boulder Stadium as a 3.5 to 4-point favorite. Now, the final score of that game was Georgia Tech 27, Colorado 20. Now, Georgia Tech did cover that one. Now, the under hit. Now, last season, Georgia Tech was 7-6 against the spread. Colorado was 5-7 against the spread. This is the only single-digit Thursday night game. So if you're in the pool, this is the very first game you want to fill out on Play Pickoff. So I am going to take the Georgia Tech -6.5 as they already beat this team on the road, and now they're at home. And as for the total, I'm going to go under 50.5. Next one we have for game two is a Saturday afternoon game that's 3:30 Eastern Standard Time on ABC. That is Baylor versus Auburn. That is the Aflac kickoff game. Now, Auburn is favored by -7.5. The total is 58.5. This is Alec Gosh's first game as Auburn's head coach. The quarterback for Auburn is Byron Brown. Now, for Baylor quarterback is DJ Lagway, who was the quarterback for Florida at the time. So these two opened last season in Waco. Now Auburn won 38-24. Last year, Baylor was 2-10 against the spread. That is the worst cover mark in the Power Four. Now Auburn was 4-8 against the spread. Now I want to lean Auburn -7.5 as they won this matchup last September. Now Baylor could not cover last year. Now, as for the total, I'm going to take the over 58.5. Now, both of these offenses should have no problem scoring in the dome. Game three, Saturday night. That is Clemson at 11-ranked LSU, as LSU is favored by 10.5. The total is 50.5. Now, the quarterback is Sam Leavitt, the Arizona State transfer, and this is the return game. Now, last year, they did open in Clemson. LSU won 17-10. LSU was a road dog and covered the under hit. Now, 27 total points. Last season, LSU was 4-9 against the spread and 4-9 to the over. Now, in other words, the under hit most weeks. Clemson was 5-8 against the spread and also an under team. A 10.5-point home number tells you what the market thinks of Clemson right now. So I lean LSU -10.5. Sunday night, that is a 7:30 game. That is going to be a neutral site at Nissan Stadium in Nashville. It is the Music City kickoff. That is number 24 Louisville versus number 9 Ole Miss. Ole Miss is favored by a 7. Total is 50.5. This is the only ranked versus ranked game of week one. Ole Miss is listed as a home team on a neutral field. Peter Golding, first full season as head coach. They played once before, 22-1 in Atlanta. Ole Miss won 43-24 last year in Louisville, was 4-8 against the spread. Ole Miss won 11 games in the regular season and covered most weeks than it did not. So lean Ole Miss -7, better roster, better spot. The total over 55.5. Once again, it's a neutral site. Next we have is Toledo at Michigan State. Michigan State is favored by 10.5. The total is 47.5. Now Toledo is 7-3 against the spread in his last 10. So lean Toledo +10.5. That is a lot of points for a week one home favorite Saturday. Then you also got another game This game is on Saturday night on NBC. That is Western Michigan at number 16 ranked Michigan. Michigan minus 27.5. The total is 48.5. Now, Western Michigan was 10-3 and won against the spread last year. 10-4 straight up. Michigan should have no problem winning the game, and 27 is a very big number. I am not going to take that. I would rather take the money line. All right? So there you have it. So those are my games that I am going to select in week one. And don't forget to follow the show on social media as well. You guys have a nice and wonderful week. Take care.